In picking up on the Gareth Cliff and John Steenhuisen dismissal of Muzuli Rakivani's wanting to detail her experience of racism. As you know, and as you've read and as you've heard, she was shut down in that conversation with Gareth Cliff, saying that her personal anecdotal experience doesn't matter. And John Steenhuisen then saying, but this discussion is about service delivery, not about racism. And it reminds me of many conversations that I have either been in or have been privy to or I've witnessed when some CEO, when some team leader would ask a young, particularly young black intern or a younger team member, who's usually black, who usually don't live anywhere close to where they work, someone who must take a taxi or a bus, often when it is still dark, walk in areas where there's poor or even non-existent public lighting. So that walk to the bus stop or the taxi rank is often dangerous. And they're at the mercy of taxi violence or a rail system that doesn't work. And then asking them, well, can't you come in earlier? Service delivery is a race issue. Access to service and opportunity is an issue that is largely affected by race still in South Africa. And Gareth Cliff doesn't want to hear personal anecdotes, but they are facts. Hard data to back that up. To back up those, what he says are anecdotal experiences. There's a stat to say community survey, which is about 2 years old. It said that one third of black South Africans, 33%, rely on a social grant. Compare that in comparison of only 7.5% of white South Africans who rely on a social grant. There's also the household survey which found that 72% of white South Africans are members of medical aid schemes, compared to just about 50% of Indian or Asian South Africans, and you compare that further to only 9% of black South Africans who are covered by a medical aid. So the reason why so many people are late in the morning is not just because they want to enjoy a lie-in. It's not because it's just an inept public transport system. It's also the way that our cities and suburbs are designed. And it's because of the way that those man-made boundaries are still perpetuated. And yes, 27 years later, the ANC government has mostly failed black people. But for 15 years, the DA government here has failed too. And that, I think, is the ultimate failure of the DA's decision to exclude race as a proxy for redress. Because they don't want to include race there, but they do want to include race when they're campaigning in KZN. And I'd really like your thoughts on that. 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.